in other places, we have the shell games taking action. Breaking news, according to Jack Posobiec, what's going on in Myanmar, you know, the coup that took place and military getting rid of the leader. Well, the U.S. State Department has formally declared that the Myanmar takeover was a coup. And now they're cutting foreign assistance to Myanmar. Why is that a big deal? Because who's one of Myanmar's biggest backers? Oh, that's right. China. Got something else going on there, folks. You have other things that are taking place, but we're all focusing on GameStop, and we're also focusing on what? We're focusing on this story that kind of popped up out of nowhere, where one Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez popped up on an Instagram feed and spouting. Well, she always spouts nonsense. I was looking at this too. Christopher Lawrence posted this. There's another thing that we're missing right now. Ex-colleague of Hunter Biden's lawyer gets top DOJ post. Hunter Biden hired a new attorney to assist with his federal criminal defense a month before his father became president. This is from Axios.com. On Inauguration Day, one of that lawyer's close colleagues was tapped to temporarily lead the Justice Department's criminal division. The swamp is stocking back up. So we have the shell game taking place. What does that mean? That means we are seeing a deliberate story bubble to the surface. A story bubble to the surface that shouldn't have any connection or anything to do with anything. And it comes out of nowhere. And people are going, wait, what are you talking about? And so this is from Politico. This was the front page of Politico.com. I thought I was going to die. AOC personalizes insurrection, bringing up past sexual assaults. And everybody did a double take. What? Where did this come from? Where did you get this from? And why is it coming up now that you're bringing this up? And of course, I'm going to have to subject you to a couple minutes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Gird your loins. This is from her live stream last night.
Like, I'm here, and the bathroom door starts going like this. Like, the bathroom door's behind me, or rather, in front of me, and I'm like this.
This is her recounting her harrowing experience, which, by the way, everybody took posts of selfies and was Instagramming and tweeting during the insurrection, quote-unquote. But this is her rehashing history.
And the door hinges right here. And I just hear, where is she? Where is she? And this was the moment where I thought everything was over. And the weird thing about moments like these is that you lose all sense of time. In retrospect, maybe it was 4 seconds, maybe it was 5 seconds, maybe it was 10 seconds, maybe it was 1 second. I don't know. It felt like my brain was able to have so many thoughts.
Sorry, that's probably the first time that ever happened. Oh, I lost that spot.
And the weird thing about moments like these is about, in retrospect, maybe it was 4 seconds, maybe it was 5 seconds, maybe it was 10 seconds, maybe it was 1 second, I don't know. It felt like my brain was able to have...
I'm sorry, I lost the spot, so you got to listen to that 5 seconds again.
In that moment, between these screams and these yells of, where is she? Where is she? And so I go down and I just... I mean, I thought I was going to die. And I had a lot of thoughts. You have a lot of thoughts.
it's like the only time.
I think when you're in a situation like that, and like also one of those thoughts that I had was, you know, I just happened to, you know, be a spiritual person and be raised in that context, and I really just felt like, you know.
Whoa, what? You're spiritual? What kind of nonsense is that?
No. If this is...
Now, we're playing this because this is going to be blasted for the next 3 days. This is going to be the topic of conversation on all, any and all places. Why? Why is this being pushed to the forefront right now? And what is being said that will be picked apart and used against us?
This is the plan for me. Then people will be able to take it from here.
Stop being spiritual.
I had a lot of thoughts.
First time ever.
But that was the thought that I had about you all.
Yeah, right. In your moment of death, you thought about your live stream on Instagram. Maybe so, but I doubt it.
I felt that if this was the journey that my life was taking, that I felt that things were going to be okay.
Now, we can see why she actually didn't make it as a real actress, because you got to be able to, those tears got to start coming, darling. You got to start crying on command. You are not doing well, right? You got to put like the Visine under your eyes, or what is it, Vaseline, or make something, put, you know, somebody cut an onion off camera. Something. You're not doing well here. And then that's it. And now I've turned into the Chinese drive-thru operator from Dude, Where's My Car? And then! And the main part of this is when she says, the folks that tell us to, like, move on, that it's not a big deal, should forget what's happening or even tell us to apologize. These are the same tactics as abusers. All right, now, not only has she accused Ted Cruz of trying to quote-unquote murder her, now she's linked him and likened him to a sexual abuser. Do you hear the tactics of these people? Of what they're trying to do? And then she had to say that she is a struggler, a survivor of sexual assault. Now that's really like, you're dumb. But if you're going to pull that card of I was a victim of sexual abuse, I'll say this, you better damn well have been. Because if you weren't, if your version of sexual abuse is some guy said hi to you, or some guy tried to kiss you, you know, the way sexual assault and abuse has been stretched out. Because what was sexual assault before? Rape, attempted rape, your body being defiled, your, you know, physical abuse, awful, awful, terrible things. Like a guy trying to kiss you and you being like, nah, get away from me, fool, is not sexual assault. Now, if that's it, and you're accusing, and that's true, Justin brings up, in pop culture terms, Marilyn Manson, probably one of the most despicable, evil human beings on the planet, surprise, surprise, is now being accused of sexual abuse by a bunch of actresses. Couldn't have made that connection there. Is she trying to piggyback on that? What stories, folks, are being buried by this shell game? By the manipulation of this woman to, A, paint out conservatives as what? Abusers. That's what she's connecting it to. This is the kind of rhetoric she's been spouting for the last couple weeks that gets people killed. This is the kind of rhetoric that gets people hurt. And she is allowed. And what was the source of it? A Capitol police officer looking for her, banging on the door, saying, hey, where is she? Dangerous, dangerous words.